Welcome to the King Edward's Whitley Easter Podcasts, a series of talks from teachers here keeping the community connected, maybe even making us think, or smile, or both. Meandering in for our second podcast is a man we all know well. He loves his maps and would be lost without them. He tells me that geology rocks, but geography is where it's at. It's our very own head of geography and Rafa Nadal's personal coach. It's Mr. Campbell.
Hello, King Edwards. It's Mr. Campbell here. I was delighted when Mr. Gardner gave me the chance to get involved in his podcast because it gave me the opportunity to talk about something which I feel very passionately about, and which, in this very strange time for us all, might just help us look after ourselves a little bit better. So I'm going to start by asking you a question. It's a very serious question, and I want you to be honest with yourself. I hope you're ready. It's a very serious question. Okay. How does your big toe feel? I bet that's a question that very few of us have ever been asked. But have you ever actually thought about how your big toe feels? Have you ever actually taken the time to focus on your big toe? If you did, perhaps you might notice a few things. Perhaps you'll notice if your big toe is cold. Perhaps you'll notice that your big toe is sweaty and hot. Perhaps you might feel the wind blow against your big toe if you've got some sandals on. Perhaps you might feel grass running between your toes if you're in the garden without any shoes on at all. Perhaps you'll feel a sock or a carpet underneath your toe. Perhaps you'll feel pain. When you actually take a moment to think about your big toe and what you can feel in your big toe, you start to notice that things that you may not have noticed before. What you are feeling is right here, right now. It's something in the present. And this is a really important idea. Taking notice of how something feels right now. Being in the present. Sometimes we forget that we live in the present. Sometimes we find ourselves worrying about the future, maybe about our exam grades, our next meal, some bills, our friendship groups, our next lessons, our preps. Sometimes we can get completely preoccupied by the future. But we can also get totally preoccupied by the past. I'm sure I'm not the only person who lays in bed sometimes and a random memory of something silly that I did when I was younger, or something embarrassing, or a situation I didn't deal with very well, pops into my head and I think, oh, I should have dealt with that a different way. And I start to ruminate about it. There's nothing I can do about it, though. It's natural to dwell on the past. It makes us who we are today. But we cannot spend lots of time and energy worrying about it because it's not something that we can change. The problem is that dwelling on the past and worrying about the future means that you are spending time thinking about things and feeling emotions that you have literally no control over. I mean, obviously there are things that you can do today that might help you to shape your future, but you cannot control the outcomes. All too often we allow ourselves to be completely taken over by forces of the past and the future. And we miss out on the one thing that we can control, which is the present. There was this amazing quote from an amazing film, which some people believe may have been based visually on me. I can't confirm or deny this for legal reasons, but you can certainly listen to the quote. It's from Kung Fu Panda.
You are too concerned with what was and what will be. There's a saying, yesterday is history. Tomorrow is a mystery, but today is a gift. That is why it is called the present.
It's such a brilliant quote. And it's one that I'm sure that the philosophy department have heard many times. It's absolutely spot on. Yesterday and tomorrow are things we cannot possibly control. But the present is something that we can. And this is what I want you to think about. If we look after ourselves, and if we want to really take care of ourselves, we have to bring ourselves into the present and think about how we feel and what we need right now. We are in a very anxious situation and we're all experiencing things that we've never felt before. So looking after ourselves and thinking about our needs is the best thing that we can do to maintain our mental health. Now, as some of you may be aware, I'm a huge advocate of mindfulness. Now, before you all switch off this podcast, just bear with me. Mindfulness is not about meditation and the lotus position and chanting and sitting around for hours and end in silence. It's also not about being zen and burning joss sticks around your house. It's a really, really simple concept, and it's just about being in the present. It's just about taking however long you need in different situations to focus on yourself and check in with how you really feel. So let me ask you a second question as you listen to this podcast. What do you need right now? Just stop what you're doing, put down your pen, switch off your computer screen, whatever you're doing, and consider, how do you feel? Calm your mind. Feel your feet on the floor. Feel your big toe. Take a nice deep breath in. What do you need? Perhaps you're hungry. Perhaps you're thirsty. Perhaps you need a few minutes away from the people that are in your house. Perhaps you need to get away from your parents. Perhaps you need to get away from your siblings. Perhaps you need some fresh air. Maybe you're hot. Maybe you're cold. Maybe you're feeling a little bit sad. Think about how your body feels right now, and then act on it. If you're hungry, eat. If you're thirsty, drink. If you need fresh air, pop outside. If you're hot, open a window. If you're cold, put on a jumper. And if you're sad and it's safe to do so, go and hug someone. If you've done this, or if you're about to do this, then congratulations. You've probably just had your first ever mindful moment. And I hope it's helped you feel a little bit better right here, right now, in the present. Mindfulness can occur in lots of different ways. It can range from very, very short moments, which you can use all the time. I tend to use mindfulness in about 10-second blasts, through to more extended exercises where you can really help focus on how you feel right now and you can really start to take some control of your emotions and your feelings. It is used by hundreds of thousands of people across the world, including some of the world's biggest sports stars and musicians, as it helps them get through periods of stress and anxiety. For us, it has the potential to be a tool which we can use to look after ourselves, that we can use to remind ourselves that we have to live in the present and that we need to take care of what we need right here and right now. If you want to learn more, there's a huge number of apps that are available on smartphone and some basic videos that you can explore on YouTube. It's worth taking a look at them, even if you just want to have a think about how you can look after yourself a little bit better. Of course, you're more than welcome to get in touch with me at any time. I'm always at the end of an email. In the meantime, stay safe and look after yourselves and those around you. And keep following the instructions people are giving you. We have to stay safe. And until later, see ya.
Amazing thoughts there from our very own Kung Fu Panda. I hope you can all join us tomorrow for our next episode. Until then, stay home, keep safe, be mindful. Bye for now.